Chronic lymphocytic leukemia is one of the most common oncohematological diseases. It originates in the bone marrow. The illness causes abnormal production of immature blood cells, atypical B lymphocytes. It mostly affects mature and elderly people. Men are twice as likely to be diagnosed as women. Chronic lymphocytic leukemia is a slowly progressive form of blood cancer with a fluctuating course. Patients have well-defined periods of increasing and decreasing symptoms. Tactics and treatments for this pathology are considered on a patient-by-patient basis. Read our article about the most effective treatments for this type of leukemia, where they are available abroad and how much they cost. What are the symptoms of lymphocytic leukemia? Lymphocytic leukemia is the most common type of leukemia in adults. The disease produces immature lymphocytes that accumulate in the bone marrow. Once in the bloodstream, they disturb various organs, spleen, liver, lymph nodes, etc. The number of abnormal cells increases slowly, allowing the disease to be asymptomatic for a long time. As leukemia progresses, patients develop lymphostasis, the accumulation and retention of lymphatic fluid in the tissues. This is manifested by persistent swelling of the limbs and ulceration of the skin. Patients also show increased susceptibility to infections, profuse sweating, palpitations, constant fatigue and irritability. The lymph nodes, spleen and liver may enlarge greatly, leading to signs such as pain and heaviness in the left or right subcostal area, nausea and vomiting, elevated body temperature, stool changes, itching and jaundice of the skin, severe weight loss. In the advanced stages of chronic lymphocytic leukemia, people become severely anemic and their platelet counts drop significantly. This causes patients to feel tired and dizzy all the time, and have spontaneous hemorrhages of the internal organs, muscles, joints, skin and mucous membranes. For more information on chronic lymphatic leukemia, its manifestations and treatment options, please contact the medical coordinators of the MediGlobus International Medical Platform. Stages of chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Two staging systems, Burnet and Ray I, are commonly considered for chronic lymphocytic leukemia. The first classification divides the disease into three groups, A, B and C. These are distinguished by the number of enlarged lymph nodes and the presence of anemia or thrombocytopenia. Stages A and B occur without a decrease in hemoglobin and or erythrocyte counts per unit of blood volume and a decrease in platelet counts. The main difference is the extent of damage to the lymphatic system. Stage A is characterized by an increase in 1 to 3 groups of lymph nodes, while in stage B more than 3 areas are involved. In stage C, the number of enlarged lymph nodes is irrelevant. These patients have signs of anemia and thrombocytopenia. There is an enlargement of the spleen and/or liver. The Ray I system involves dividing chronic lymphocytic leukemia into 5 stages, 0 to 4. In the initial stages of the disease, there are no symptoms. Patients have a 40% increase in the number of lymphocytes in the blood and bone marrow. There is slight damage to the lymph nodes. From stage 2 onwards, the spleen and liver enlarge, and in stages 3 and 4, anemia and thrombocytopenia develop. How is chronic leukemia diagnosed? First of all, chronic lymphocytic leukemia can be identified by a peripheral blood count, hemogram, and bone marrow count, myelogram. The results of the examination show absolute lymphocytosis. An example of a blood test for chronic lymphocytic leukemia, the number of B lymphocytes is increased to or greater than 545 per liter. Immunophenotyping is performed to confirm the diagnosis. This is a procedure that uses monoclonal antibodies to identify blood cells based on the types of antigens or markers on their surface. This method makes it possible to identify and/or count groups of white blood cells. It allows doctors to accurately determine the type of leukemia, assess the patient's health status and predict the progression of the disease. In addition, patients undergo chest X-rays, abdominal ultrasounds and CT scans. These tests can detect complications caused by lymphatic leukemia, such as the enlarged spleen, liver and lymph nodes. They can also rule out other possible causes of the symptoms. To be diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia abroad, click on the button below and fill in the feedback form. We will assist you in choosing a medical facility and making travel arrangements. What is the most effective treatment for chronic lymphocytic leukemia? Lymphatic leukemia usually develops slowly. It can remain stable for years, even throughout the patient's whole life. Therefore, once the diagnosis is made, treatment may not be carried out immediately. Initially, the patient's condition may remain monitored. Active progression of the condition, with frequent periods of exacerbation and deterioration in the person's well-being, is an indication for a change from observation to conservative treatment. Chemotherapy and bone marrow transplants are considered to be among the most effective options to fight the disease. The anti-tumor treatment of lymphatic leukemia is carried out in full compliance with the international protocols established by the NCCN, ENA, ESMO, etc. The most effective chemotherapy regimen is FCR. It involves a combination of three drugs. They are administered over a 28-day treatment cycle. This oncotherapy can achieve remission in 85% of patients. Bone marrow transplantation is used when a patient wants to get rid of chronic lymphocytic leukemia completely or to gain a longer control over the disease than chemotherapy can offer. Donors can be first-line relatives or unrelated individuals who match the genotype. Before bone marrow transplantation, the patient usually undergoes high-dose chemotherapy. This is an intensive treatment that is not always possible for older patients in a weaker general condition. Therefore, bone marrow transplantation is not often performed, although transplantation is considered to be the only potential cure for lymphatic leukemia. In 2014, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the use of a tyrosine kinase inhibitor, the targeted drug ibrutinib, in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia who have failed at least one course of anti-tumor treatment. The drug is less toxic than chemotherapy. It can alleviate symptoms and prolong the life of patients, even those with an unfavorable prognosis. Radiotherapy to shrink the lymph nodes and spleen is given as palliative treatment. Blood transfusions may also be given to improve the blood count. In some cases, antibacterial, antifungal and antiviral drugs are indicated. These help to reduce the risk of infection. Sometimes patients may have their spleen removed. The prognosis for chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Chronic lymphatic leukemia is an incurable disease. It can last for years without progression, or it can affect the body rapidly. In 10% of cases, it has a slow course and may allow the patient to live more than 20 years from the time of diagnosis without causing serious problems. These patients often die not from lymphatic leukemia, but other diseases related to old age or other causes. In 15% of patients, chronic lymphocytic leukemia develops rapidly. Life expectancy, in this case, is approximately 2 to 3 years. In 75% of patients, lymphatic leukemia progresses for 5 to 10 years. After this, they will enter the terminal stage of the disease, which can last for several more years. How much does it cost to treat chronic lymphocytic leukemia abroad? The price of treatment for lymphocytic leukemia varies according to many criteria, the main ones being the severity of the pathology, how the disease is treated, the level of the clinic, the doctor's fees, etc. The approximate cost of medical services for this cancer abroad is as follows. Treatment of chronic lymphatic leukemia in Turkey. Chemotherapy from $1,900. Bone marrow transplantation from a related donor from $65,000. Bone marrow transplantation from an unrelated donor from $95,000. Treatment of chronic lymphatic leukemia in Israel. Chemotherapy from $2,900. Bone marrow transplantation from a related donor from $150,000. Bone marrow transplantation from an unrelated donor from $190,000. Treatment of chronic lymphatic leukemia in Spain. Chemotherapy from €2,500. Bone marrow transplantation from a related donor from €152,500. Bone marrow transplantation from an unrelated donor from €175,000. Treatment of chronic lymphatic leukemia in South Korea. Chemotherapy from $2,100. Bone marrow transplantation from a related donor from $160,000. Where is chronic lymphatic leukemia treated abroad? The number one choice among patients with lymphocytic leukemia is Turkey. The clinics in this country have everything you need, from the new generation of antitumor drugs to oncohematologists with more than 20 and 30 years of experience. Professor Yenikok is considered to be one of such specialists. He practices at the Medicana International Hospital Istanbul. He is the founder of the Bone Marrow Transplant Center and one of the leading experts in the field. Around 2,000 transplants have been performed under his leadership. Also, top Turkish clinics for the treatment of chronic lymphocytic leukemia include Koç University Hospital, Medicana Clinic Network, Memorial Hospitals Network, Medistate Medical Center, Medipol University Hospital, LIF Hospital Network. In Spain, Professor José Rifón Roca, a renowned oncohematologist, treats patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. He is head of the hematopoietic transplant unit at the University Hospital of Navarra. The doctor specializes in bone marrow transplants. He has been practicing for over 28 years. The Tecnon Clinic and the University Hospital of Karen Madrid also perform well in the treatment of lymphocytic leukemia. Here, the cost of a bone marrow transplant from a first-line relative starts at €190,000 and from an unrelated donor at €220,000. Tecnon Clinic, Kwayon University Hospital Madrid. In Israel and South Korea, treatment for chronic lymphocytic leukemia of any stage is available at leading general medical centers, in particular Chaim Sheba Hospital, Sourasky Medical Center, Hadassah Hospital, Suncheon Hyang Hospital.